And this has been a marvelous day. And we're thankful to the good Lord for smiling upon us and let us give him praise and thanks for his goodness. We commend our song leaders, the mighty duo, dynamic duo. Job well done. Give praise and honor to our good Lord. And I'm thrilled to be in Richmond again. There's a man who works for the Chamber of Commerce who says that everybody ought to go to Richmond one time before he dies. Good to have those from Emporia with us this afternoon. Fine minister of the gospel and his wife, baptized them years ago. Still working hard in the Lord. Brother and sister Benjamin Barnes, baptized them years ago, used to be in Newark, and they came back down home. And we're certainly always thrilled to see brothers and sisters still faithful in the Lord. I'm enjoying being in Richmond, Virginia. Appreciate those who prepared and served the delicious meal this afternoon. And Brother Brown is already sleeping on us, so I don't want y'all to go to sleep on me, so I shan't be long. According to thy word, it's a marvelous theme. And so I ask you to turn to Psalms 119. And if you have time this week, take a moment to read the whole psalm. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalms 119. And I want to start with verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted for a long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me. As thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Leaping out of this contextual backdrop is our topic for consideration and prayerful evaluation. Order my steps in your word. Here David prays for two great spiritual blessings. He prays for direction in the paths of duty. Order my steps in thy word. My goings, my conduct, my life, let it be according to thy requirements. Order my steps in thy word. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he will delight in his ways. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And then David said, I have been young, and now I'm old, and yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Y'all pardon me, because I'm fixing to take a flight here. David said, I've been young, and now I'm old. I've seen a lot of things happen in my life. My young son Absalom tried to dethrone me before I died. But I have never seen one thing. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Is anybody in here knows that God is good? Does anybody know that the Lord will make a way out of no way? Does anybody know the Lord will put food on your table? In spite of Donald Trump, the Lord will provide. My help does not come from the White House. My help does not come from the Republican Party, but my help comes from the Lord. I don't know how you feel about it. I stop by to tell every one of these millennials that the Lord will provide. The Lord will make a way out of no way. Am I right about it? Just keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Y'all excuse me for taking a flight in here. I said I'm not going to be long. Order my steps in thy word. That expression devastate the idea that I can have it my own way in religion. Order my steps in thy word is a pit bull attack on the fact that some say I'm my own man and I'm my independent woman and nobody gonna tell me what to do, and no man, help me Lord Jesus, is gonna be telling me what to do. Order my steps in thy word is an acknowledgement and a declaration that I'm not smart enough to direct my own steps in religion. Order my steps in thy word is an honest confession that I need direction. I need guidance. I need instruction in the drama of living. And I cannot make this journey all by myself. And that's why the good book says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. God's word is right. Order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in your word morally. Morally. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Bible is right. This is a journey from earth to eternity. We're traveling a way we have never traveled before. And we don't know how to travel in this mean and unfriendly world. And so we need directions. We need guidance. And that guidance is in the Word of God. Order my steps morally. Titus 2:11 and 12. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Order my steps in thy word. Don't let Oprah Winfrey order your steps. Don't let Farrakhan order your steps. Don't let the Pope, cardinals, and bishops order your step. Don't let Beyonce and Jay-Z order your steps. I ain't getting no help in here. Don't let the hot pants Jezebel order your steps. Don't let Sugar Cool Brother, help me, Lord Jesus, order your steps. Order my steps in the word, O Lord. You see, the word of God is all right. Our steps ought to be ordered by God's word, because there is power in the word of God. In this chapter, notice what it says. The word brings blessings and happiness. 1:1-2. It keeps us pure. Verse 9. It keeps us from sin. Verse 11. Verse 29. 121. It gives us wise advice. Verse 24. It gives us hope. Verse 49. It comforts and revives. Verse 50. It instructs and gives wisdom. Verse 98 through 100. It brings us back to God. Verse 37 and verse 67. It enlightens. It is a light unto our pathway. Verse 105. It brings peace and delight. 111 and 165, it brings love and salvation. 41 and 149, the word of God is all right. And that's why we ought to say, order our steps in thy word, O Lord. When you are not going according to this book, you are spiritually out of focus. Gold looks better than God. Silver looks better than the Savior. Sin looks better than salvation. Lust looks better than the Lord. The temporary looks better than the permanent. The cocktail lounge looks better than the church. Cheating looks better than honesty. Help me, somebody. But I hear somebody singing, order my steps in your word. Dear Lord, lead me and guide me every day. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my thoughts in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my tongue in thy word. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts both day and night. Please order my steps in thy word. Give my feet to your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Keep my feet from walking in taverns and nightclubs and Motel 6. Order my steps in your word. Keep my hand from going to the porno websites. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your words. I wish I had time to preach. My last point order my steps in your word doctrinally, according to thy word. Proverbs 6 and 9 says, a man's heart devises his own way, but the Lord directs his steps. There is a way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16:25. And Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, wrote Jeremiah 10:23, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct himself." Doesn't matter if you are a Morehouse man, a Spelman's woman, a Harvard or Yale graduate, you don't have enough sense to direct yourself in the matter of religion. The way of man is not in himself. And that's why everybody in the church must understand that we have been ordered by the word of God. Order my steps in your word, O Lord. We're living in a time when some church folk, don't want doctrine anymore. They want these watered down sermons that make them feel good, that tickle their ears, and let them be encouraged to keep on doing wrong. Help me, somebody. And everybody is right in his own eyes. And you know, there was a time when the church changed the world. But now, the world is changing the church. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. Some of us are trying to be politically correct with political pluralism. And we don't believe anything to be wrong. And we believe in alternative facts. It's an oxymoron. No such thing as alternative facts. It's either true or false. Amen and amen. And we're saying today, doctrine is not important. 2 John 9 still says, "Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." Doctrine determines whether a man or a woman has God. And if you go beyond what the Bible says, you don't have God. Hello? We can't make the Bible adjustable for your ungodly wants, your ungodly actions. Jesus, I need some help in here. I'll go to jail before I marry two men. Can I preach a little while in here? I'll go to jail before I marry a woman and a woman. Now, you can't do your own thing. Order my steps in your word. Shacking up is still wrong. Can I preach a little while in here? Say it again, brother preacher. Shacking up is wrong. Talking about, I'm going to test my chemistry out and see if we are psychologically and physiologically compatible. Two can live cheaper than one. Talk your talk. Some of us are watching the young and the restless. Help me, Lord Jesus. I don't know if the world is still turning and watching all that soap and we end up in General Hospital thinking we're in another world. Help me, Lord Jesus. There is a way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we're watering down the doctrine to give license to men and women who want to have it their own way. Order my steps in your word doctrinally. The Bible still teaches that we ought to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The Bible still teaches one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. Am I right about it? I'm tired of hearing all that stuff. Bring me something new and deep. You haven't digested the old and simple. Talking about bringing you something new and deep. It took doctrine to get you in the church, and it takes doctrine to keep you in the church. It's not philosophy. It's not psychology. It's not theology. It's not sociology. But it's the word of God. Order my steps in your word doctrinally. Hello? I upset a lot of folk last week in Greensboro. Some preachers are still mad at me. But that's not the first time. I'm going to stand with the word of God until I die. Popularity is not my shepherd. I'm not looking for fame. I'm not looking for your approval. All I want to know, what does the Bible say? And the Bible is right. We're getting away from doctrine in the church of Christ. Are you ready? You better fasten your seatbelt now, because we're going to have some turbulence in here. And I don't have any miracles in my bag to raise you up. Many of our preachers are now being called pastor, senior pastor. Good morning, pastor. Pray for me, pastor. I've been preaching against that over 60 some years, and I ain't going to change now. When I read Ephesians 4 and 11, evangelists and some pastors, those are two different offices in the church. And when that word is used from an official standpoint of view, it's not talking about the preacher unless he's a preacher and an elder simultaneously. Can I preach a little while here in Richmond? Oh, this is my last sermon. Thank you, sir. I tell you, we're drifting. And we're trying to be like mega churches. And we're losing our distinctive recognition and identity. Hello? The word pastor means, according to the dictionary, the minister in charge of a congregation. That's not a biblical definition. Hello? So when you have on your stationery and the church board, senior pastor, who are you talking about? Ha! how folk are going to understand what you mean when you use it an official as an official of the church? You're not talking about yourself. Preach, Brother Lawton. And then we get in our praise teams. I'm not talking about multiple song leaders. I'm talking about praise team. See, yeah, I know somebody out there looking at you. I thought that was wrong. I ain't talking about that. I've been black too long. I wasn't born black now. When I was born, on my birth certificate is colored. I want you millennium to listen to me. When I was born, I was colored. I kept on living. And then I became black. Now, when I was a boy, I used to live in Florida, and we had these short pants on. And you know, when we take our Saturday night bath, we get black and ashy. And if somebody ever called us ashy black, Brother Charlie Brown, that was the fight. That was the fight. Because at that time, we didn't know that black was beautiful. I kept on living. And then they told me I was an Afro-American. And before I got used to that title, then I became an African-American. And when I die, I don't know what I'll be. But I thank God I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. I've been to the water, been baptized, and I am a child of God. The doctrine of Christ is not changing. And church folk need to encourage preachers who preach sound doctrine, give the plan of salvation simply and not too quickly. Some preachers give the plan of salvation so quickly, I don't even know they gave it. It's very sad. And they bring you something that is deep and heavy, and they won't tell Aunt Jane what to do to be saved. If you go to a doctor and the doctor sends you to a battery of tests, and he gives you the awful, agonizing news of the results of your test, and he doesn't tell you how to correct this problem, what good is it? If a preacher can tell you all about the Bible and exposit on words and spend 20 minutes talking about one word and won't tell you what to do to be saved, what good is he? Every soul is important. Don't water down the doctrine in order to get people to become members of the church. And build a mega church and Christ is not there. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Order, order, order my steps and your words. You got a beautiful theme. Whatever God says, that settles it. And never, never, ever get tired of hearing the gospel. And whatever the Bible says from a moral point of view, follow it. Don't shack up with nobody. Tell him to hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Tell him. And if he doesn't understand that, tell him like Michael Jackson told Brooke Shields, beat it. My steps in your word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The Church of Christ is distinctively different. And if you and I fail to tell it, nobody else will tell it. T.D. Jakes can't do it. Kefo Dala can't do it. Joel Osteen doesn't know how to do it. And some members of the church and some of our preachers are too scared to tell it like it is. Order my steps in thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. If you're here today and you're not walking right, you're not living right, you're not talking right, you're not on your way to heaven anyhow. What you need to do, if you are a child of God, repent of your sins. Come on back home. Confess your faults one to another and start all over again. And say to yourself, and say to the world, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. And stay with the Lord. Live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, according to thy word. And if you're here today, you're not a child of God, you're not on the Lord's side, you're standing on shaky ground right now. And the Lord Jesus was not playing when he said, except you believe that I'm he, you'll die in your sin. Now you can talk to Mary Ann and talk about alternative facts if you want to. The Lord said, except you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. There's nothing alternative to facts about that. That's it. If you die on the outside of Christ, heaven you'll never see. I don't like that. There's nothing you can do about it. How many of you can go back and change the way you were born? Ain't nothing you can do about it. Young folk talking about I came from a dysfunctional family. Well, that's all right. You are a dysfunctional child. I came from a dysfunctional family. Use what you is got and stop worrying about what you ain't got. Every individual must recognize Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Except you believe that I'm he, you cannot go to heaven. You'll die in your sins. Now you can argue with it, but that's not going to change it. But what you need to do is to humble yourself and follow what the Word of God says. Anyone who follows the Word of God will be better off in his life. His life will be better and his days will be longer. Order my steps in your word. And so you, if you want to become a Christian, you come by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Then you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, John 8:24, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. And then man must repent of his sins, change his mind from that which is wrong, and make up his mind that I'm going to do what is right. In some of these mega churches, you can be a good member in good standing, drink all the liquor you can drink, chase all the women you can chase. Help me, Lord Jesus. But as long as you put in your tithing and your offering, you're going to be a good member in good standing. And some of us in the Church of Christ are getting the same way. Repent of your sins. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Acts 8:37. And then you're baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. He'll wash your sins away. Amen. Acts 22:16. And as you rise from the dripping waters of baptism, put your hands in the hands of the man who's still the leader, and let Jesus be your bridge over troubled waters. And for the rest of your days, appreciate the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. And obey the Word of God. Support the Word of God. And spread the Word of God. Order my steps in your Word. Won't you come now of either category as we stand and sing?
Show me the way. Show me the way, Lord. Show me. Show me the way. Well, you know that I'm down here, Lord, and I need. Your power.
Lord, is there another to say yes, Lord?
Need the way.
What you have done,
show me the way, Lord. Show me.
The Lord is knocking. The Lord is calling.
The way.
Lord, is there another?
Show me the way.
Don't be ashamed of my friend. Yes, or another.
Down here, Lord.
He's calling.
And I need your
God bless you, brother.
Power. Just show me.
Yes, or another.
Show me the way. And I need your help.
Won't you walk down?
Lord, I
don't be ashamed of my friend.
I need your help. Lord, I need your help.
The Lord is calling.
Lord, I need your help. Ooh, you know I'm down.
Down here, Lord,
and I need your power. Just show me, just show me the way.
Order my steps in your words. Don't let Beyonce order your steps. Don't let Kanye West order your steps. And a man who says slavery was a choice is not clothed in his right mind. Order my steps in your words. Don't let Lil Wayne order your steps. Help me, somebody. Whoever you follow, can you help me? I don't know all these rappers' names. Ain't getting no help in here. But don't let no rapper order your steps. Don't let Harry Weinstein order your steps. Don't let Bill Cosby order your steps. Can I preach a little while in here? It's not money that makes it right. It's not fame that makes it right. The Word of God makes it right. Order my steps in your Word. We're going to sing another stanza of this song. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid, because child, it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. And you don't know if the sun is going down tonight in your life. This may be the last opportunity you will ever have to come to Jesus. Lord, show me the way. I am the way, he says. The truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. And Jesus is right. Order my steps in your word. Now don't change songs on me. Sometimes song leaders change songs after the second plea, but show me the way again.
Show me.
Somebody else.
The way. Just show me the way.
The Lord is calling.
Show me.
He's knocking.
Just show me the way.
Yes, or another.
You know I'm down.
Down here.
Down here, Lord.
I need you.
Lord, and
I need your power.
Your power.
Somebody else.
Just show me. Show me. Just show me the way. Just show me the way, Lord.
Show me the way.
Show me the way. Just show me the way, Lord. Show me. Just show me the way. Oh, you know I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power. Just show me. Just show me the way. Ooh, you know I'm down below, Lord, and I need your power. Just show me. Show me. Just show me the way. Dear, I need your help, oh Lord, I need your help. Dear Lord, I need your help, oh Lord, I need your help. And you know I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power. Just show me, just show me.